Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Susan Olson is the show chair at, this is my favorite time of year, it's dog show time of year, the International Kennel Club of Chicago Dog Show, which has been going on for a very long time. I think I have been, except last year when I was out of town, shame on me.
Yes.
I know. The announcer for at least one of the two shows over the weekend for 15 years, maybe, for a long
over
time.
Over 15 years. I've been there for 16 years.
Ooh.
So it's been, you've been there longer before that.
I love this dog show for a whole lot of reasons. First of all, people are familiar with the Westminster Kennel Club dog show, the big dog show they watch on TV from New York City. And based on rating numbers alone, a whole lot of people like it. They watch that dog show. This is really the same thing, and in my opinion, kind of better. And if you like watching that dog show, and if you've never, ever been to a dog show, you gotta go to this dog show. First of all, let's do the basics. When is the show?
The dog show is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, January 30th, 31st, February 1st.
All right. Now, I think the real highlights are Saturday and Sunday, to tell you the truth.
Well, they're benched on Saturday and Sunday, which means the dogs are assigned to a space where they need to be during benching hours from 8 to roughly 3 each day.
And that's hugely fun because for a whole lot of reasons, and I want to talk about, you know, the International Kennel Club of Chicago Dog Show is one of the few benched, Westminster is too, but most of us don't go to New York City. So it's one of the few benched dog shows that there are in America.
Correct. There's only about 6 left now, and we do 2 of them. New York does one, California does one, Colorado does one.
And here's why it's hugely fun. You don't go to a basketball game typically and have the opportunity to meet Derrick Rose. You don't go to a hockey game typically and get to meet, I don't know, Duncan Keith. However, you do get to go to this dog show and meet the stars of the show, and I think that's kind of neat.
You can walk up and down the aisles, watch the dogs being groomed for the show. You can talk to the breeders, talk to the owners, talk to the handlers.
Talk to the dogs.
You can, you know, pet the dogs, but ask first.
Well,
you know,
right. Yeah.
Nothing worse than having a gorgeous poodle groomed and then have someone come and put a sucker in the coat. That's happened.
That's happened. So
happened.
I saw that exact thing. So this miniature poodle was, that's the other thing I want to talk to you about, is how these dogs are groomed. I mean, it takes not minutes, but sometimes hours to get it just right before they go out into the show ring. And this person had been working on it probably for hours. And a little girl, but high enough to reach those tables that the dogs are groomed on, begins to pet without asking this poodle, which is fine, I guess, sort of, except she did have worse than a sucker. She had chocolate, which was half melted in her hands. It was a white poodle. I guess you get. So imagine in your mind, this white poodle now has brown polka dots all over. And the groomer just said something like, well, usually you don't hear that kind of language at the dog show. I'll leave it at that. And the girl might have learned a few new words.
Oh.
And tried the person, the handler, groomer, owner, whatever, all three, trying to compose herself as best she could. And she was actually not as bad as I make it out to be. But I'm sure she had another half hour or more of work involved. But the problem is she was about to go out into the ring. So what do you do? I have no idea what she did. Maybe that's what wet naps are for. I don't know. Wipes?
No, they have called a dry shampoo. You quickly put that in and blow it out. Cross your fingers and pray. That's all you can do.
So don't have chocolate in your hands.
Don't
before
have chocolate
you pet the
in
dog.
Your hands. Yes. Yeah, just ask first. And they'll be happy to say yes or no. Or come back in 5 minutes after they're done showing. You know, they're usually really kind about it.
All right, so let me go back more about the bench show. A lot of people at some point in time may be interested in getting a dog. And while I endorse, support, and I know you do too, the idea of going to a shelter, getting, because a dog is a dog is a dog, a mixed breed dog, whatever that dog is, whatever.
Yes.
Heinz 57 or 157 that dog happens to be. a lot of people, and it's fair enough, want a purebred dog. And if you do, but they all have different personalities because they were all bred to do something different. So a Yorkshire Terrier was originally bred to do something different than a Labrador, very different than a Border Collie, and their personalities in general, every dog is different, but in general, reflect that. Well, you do want to do your homework first, get the right dog for your family. To me, while there are lots of good dog books out there, this is a book that comes to life because you have an opportunity to ask about any breed, really, because they're all at the dog show.
It's a great time, Steve. You know, the dogs are there. You can see them up close. You can see their personalities. You can see, feel their coats. A lot of times they say, oh, well, this is a really a hard coat or a soft coat, but they don't understand that. You can feel it. You can decide for yourself what is best for your family.
And breeders have been breeding these dogs oftentimes for decades, at least for many, many years. And you can ask, okay, this is my situation. This is how I live. This is how I'm home, not home, or whatever. And ask them, well, do you think this is the right dog for me? And typically, in my experience, breeders more than anything want to make a good match.
Well, they never want the dogs to come back because, you know, it's not good for the dog to keep being rehomed and rehomed. Ideally, you want one space for that dog to live the whole life.
Sure.
And that's what the breeders want to do. They want to do their homework as far as understanding what the needs are for the people as well as what the needs are for the dog.
Tell me again when the dog show is.
January 30th, 31st, February 1st, benched on Saturday and Sunday.
All right. And Saturday and Sunday are kind of the days to go, in my opinion, on Sunday, because I will be there.
You will be there doing the group announcing.
Yeah, which begins about, what, 4 o'clock or 3? No,
earlier about 3 o'clock. Yeah, about 3 o'clock. Yeah. And we're at McCormick Place this year, McCormick Place Lakeside.
So the group announcing is what you see when you watch other dog shows on TV, and the guy behind the microphone says, the Labrador Retriever was bred to, that'll be me.
That'll be you.
On Sunday.
On Sunday.
Absolutely. Again, at McCormick Place and the time of the dog show.
Starts at 8 a.m., and group judging starts about 3, so it should be over about 4:30-ish.
How much is the show?
Adults are $20 for one day, $25 for 2 days. Children under 12 are free.
I love that. And it is a family event, and that's the other thing. I mean, this is one of the great family events in Chicago. The most important question for a whole lot of people, though, you can, by the way, and we have, taken public transportation to McCormick Place. In addition to that, should you not want to do that or not be able to do that or live out in the suburbs where you can't do that as easily, where do you park?
You can park right in the building.
In the building?
Parking lot C.
Is there really a parking lot in the building or are you creating one here?
No, there is one there.
Okay.
It's called Parking Lot C. If you go to our website, ikcdogshow.com, and click on visitor information,
Yeah. It
has everything there for you.
Okay.
It has the times, the ticket prices, where to park, directions, how to get there.
Everything.
Everything is there.
Everything you've always wanted to know about.
And more.
And more about the International Kennel Club of Chicago Dog Show on WGN Radio, 720 on your AM dial. We are talking dogs, what I love to talk about. More talking dogs, because there's a lot more to this dog show. We'll talk about that when we come back. She is in charge of the show that matters, the dog show, the International Kennel Club of Chicago Dog Show, going on for well over 100 years in Chicago. And it kind of faded away at one point, and a great man by the name of Lou Auslander, who I think deserves props, and his family, really, has years ago brought the dog show back. And as a result, it is still here. It is thriving. It is one of the great dog shows, really, in the nation. And I'll tell you, if you love dogs and have fun watching dog shows on TV and have never been to a dog show, you gotta go. It is great fun. Aside, and this is the thing about the dog show in Chicago, and I go to Westminster many years, there isn't much more than the dog show at Westminster in Chicago. Actually, there is so much more going on. I want to touch on some of those highlights, Susan.
We have many demonstrations. We have this year new World Canine Freestyle Organization. What that means, dancing with your dog.
What you say?
People, you know, have been practicing and they have props and they have costumes and the whole routine. It is just so much fun to watch. And the dogs, all different breeds, all different sizes. It's great fun.
They dance. It's like Dancing with the Stars, except it's dancing with the dogs.
Dancing with the dogs. And in addition to that, we have the new this year is the Thunder Tunnel, which is basically 60 feet of tunnel, but it's see-through on one side, and the small dogs will be running through the obstacles and turns and twists and climbing and diving.
Mostly terriers do this, or?
You know, any kind of go-to-ground dogs, although...
Dogs that were meant to hunt vermin years and years and years ago?
Correct.
This has got to be the coolest. I've never seen this.
We have a Pomeranian coming from Wisconsin who wants to try it, and we have a Cocker Spaniel who's great barn hunter.
How do you know the Pomeranian wants to try it? You got an email?
Her name is Lottie. And I got an email and said, please, Susan, we want to come try it.
A talented Pomeranian who sends email, no less.
No less.
And you have all sorts of vendors there. I mean, we're talking not three or four, but must be, what, 50 vendors or more?
Oh, we have nearly, close to between 75 and 100 vendors.
Incredible.
And new this year special would be Zook's All Natural Pet Treats. They're coming for the first time. And also we have a vendor coming from England.
Cheerio, chop, chop. What is the vendor from England coming for?
The English vendor is Dog Rocks.
Pardon me?
Dog Rocks.
Is that what comes out on the back end of the dog?
Well, not necessarily, but it's something that they put on the lawn that takes care of the burns and urine.
So when the dog piddles on the lawn, if there's no snow,
it takes care of the burning.
So they say. Really?
Really, and you know, they say the Queen loves it and uses it all the time.
The what? The Queen?
The Queen of England.
Is she coming to the dog show?
I don't think so.
She oughta.
She should. She should bring her corgis.
I think so, too. And she's got this other breed that's corgis and, what is it, corgis and something else, and she calls them morgies or horgies.
Oh, they're, I think, a Maltese.
Morgies.
And a Yorkie. A Morkie.
Yeah, something like that. So what else goes on at the dog show?
We have demonstrations going on all day, from obedience and rally, agility, again, more dancing with your dog and drill teams. But we also have the regular dog show where people bring their dogs to be evaluated by the judges to see if they're really good breeding quality dogs.
So that's the other thing. So these handlers at Westminster, it's mostly handlers, professional handlers, although some own their dogs. But you have something called Bred by Exhibitor.
We have Bred by Exhibitor. We also have the owner handler.
Yeah, that's what I'm going after.
And
here.
So we have the owner handled dog this year, and we have best in show for them.
So don't just show up. You need to do this.
These are dogs that are registered in advance,
right.
And you know, through our show superintendent. And see, this is a new portion to the dog show.
It's a totally new concept. I love this concept.
It highlights the owner handled dog as opposed to, you know, a specialist. As a handler. And not that they're bad, but just that, you know, not everyone can show your dog. And so for that reason, you hire a handler.
Much, much more, including breed rescue groups, animal shelters. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
It does.
Yeah. Where can people learn what that list is and in general learn more information?
IKCDogShow.com.
IKCDogShow.com. Again, the dog show, the big dog show is?
January 30th, 31st. February 1st at McCormick Place. We're early this year.
Yeah, you're early this year. I love it. I thank the Auslanders for making the dog show what it is in Chicago. And Susan, I thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
So this is really interesting to me, and I've talked to Patty Vasquez about this from WGN on the air on her show, where we've talked about whether pets really can help autistic children. And there have been lots of studies that have been done on this. And a new one out just late last year from the University of Missouri indicates that, yes, no surprise, consistent with other studies, dogs can be helpful in the home if you have an autistic child. Very helpful, increasing the sociability of that child. However, in that study, what's really interesting to me, it also indicates that maybe even better than dogs, cats or rabbits might be a better choice because they are pets who generally are not in your face quite as much, and autistic children appreciate the fact that, well, the animal's a bit more calm. Really interesting stuff. You can check it out on my blog, chicagonow.com/Steve Dale.